Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. And we're talking about God's plan for Israel. And we're talking about why the United States of America needs to bless Israel and why Christians United for Israel just went there to say that to all of our leaders. Now, Jesus gave the return of the sign of his return. Watch the fig tree. Watch Israel. They are God's time clock. We can only watch them if you know the scriptures and know how to watch them. So we know to divide the scriptures. Some scriptures are written to the Jews, some to the nations, and some to the church. We saw the nations introduced in Genesis chapter 10 last week. We saw the nations rebel against God at the Tower of Babel. And we saw then just after that, when God divided their languages, he separated to himself a nation out of the sons of Abram, sons of Abraham. They're going to become the nation of Israel, his separated nation. Their job in the earth always, whether they're in the land being blessed, whether they're out being scattered, their job is to reveal God to those nations who fell. And the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. It says in the, there are three chapters in Romans 9, 10, and 11, which gives us God's plan for Israel. And it says that he doesn't repent of his plan for them. His plan for them has always been to reveal God to the nations. They will reveal God now in their coming home to the promised land. But the nations must see that sign. And so we saw the nations, the 70 nations, and their rebellion to God. And then we saw in Genesis chapter 12 the calling and the choosing of Abram. And the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. I'm going to work with you and you're going to get some payment. It's going to be a land. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. To tell you the truth, folks, earth's blessing is tied up in the blessing of Israel. And the blessing in the millennial age will come to this earth when Israel is blessed and restored. Now, Jews that are born again, they're in the church. But in chapter 14 of Zechariah, when they look upon him, and I hope you get this book of Zechariah, and you can see how those who are here, when the Antichrist has tried to kill them, tried to wipe them out, God redeems, and they go on into the millennial age. And Israel then is the number one nation in the earth during the millennium. Mike Evans wrote a book called Jerusalem, D.C. So that'll be the capital of the earth. And it's all tied up, earth's blessings tied up in that. Verse 2, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, God said to Abram. Make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Now, here's the verse we have to remember. We're going to talk about it this week. I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Folks, you don't want to have God cursing you. You don't want to have the curses coming upon you, which will come if you curse Israel. Now, he brings them into the promised land. And remember, their job is going to be to reveal God to the nations. Plan A, in the book of Deuteronomy, we are told plan A is for them to live in the land and to be a blessing. Now, the land of Israel, he placed them strategically in a very central place, a land bridge between three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa. If you drew a three-petaled flower or a three-leaf clover, you'd have an ancient map. You have two leaves at the top, one at the bottom, and the top left leaf is Europe, the top right is Asia, and the bottom is Africa. And the little land on the little land bridge between it, we have Israel. Some people don't even know which continent Israel is because it's a land bridge between the continents. It's officially in southwestern Asia, but it is a land bridge, and God placed them there strategically in a central place governmentally. We see in Deuteronomy 32, but here in 28, we see that God places them there and he blesses them. And he says, it shall come to pass if you hearken diligently unto the Lord your God, I will command you this day that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed in the field, blessed, and it goes on. You know these blessings because we are promised these blessings ourselves in the book of Galatians. But they primarily, and in the first place, basically, foundationally applied to Israel in their land. Blessed shall you be when you go out. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall be a blessing on your storehouse. Your children will be blessed. The field will be blessed in the fruit of your goods, the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle. Verse 12, the Lord shall open the good treasure, the heavens to give rain. You'll lend and not borrow. You'll be the head and not the tail. All that was to be demonstrated in a nation on a land bridge. Now, all the great travel of the ancient times, the caravans, the trade caravans, or even the armies that marched would come through this little land bridge. And they were supposed to see Israel blessed by God, the true God, Jehovah. And verse 10, you see this. Well, we'll start with verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, all the people of the earth shall see the nations. They shall see. They don't walk by faith, they walk by sight. All the nations of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of thee. Now why? Because they've got all the blessings. All the blessings are showing. They're supposed, they will travel through this land bridge and they'll say, there's a nation down there. They're not sick. Their cattle are not sick. Their babies are not sick. They have plenty of goods. They're rich. Theirs must be the true God. Now that was God's way in plan A to reveal himself through Israel. But if you don't obey me, then we're going to go to plan B. And the curses would come upon them. And the main curse of all would be 64, verse 64. The Lord shall scatter you among all people from one end of the earth to the other. This is the scattering, the diaspora. When the Bible was translated first from Hebrew into Greek, the word here is diaspora, and that's what the Jews are known. The Jews in Israel are the Jews in the land, and the Jews anyplace else on the earth are the diaspora or the diaspora. Spora is a seed word. They were sown as a seed. They were broadcast. You know, there is that kind of planting that you make a row and you put the corn kernels one by one by one, but there's the broadcast. And this is the broadcast way. He scattered them. He broadcast them as seed throughout all the earth. They're still going to reveal God because just before the Messiah comes, he's going to bring them back to their land. And they're from all over the earth. They're going to see this and they're going to come to God. Now, his dealings with Israel. Chapter 30, verse 1, we'll begin with, it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord has driven you, that's called the scattering, you shall return. Every time it mentions the scattering, it mentions the return. It mentions the ingathering. Verse 3, then the Lord your God will turn your captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather you. There's the ingathering. From all the nations, whither the Lord thy God hath scattered you. If any of thine be driven out, even unto the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord your God gather you, and from thence will he fetch you. He will gather the Jews, Jehovah. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your, and you will live. And the Lord your God will put these curses upon your enemies and upon them that hate you, which persecuted you. Now, I went to Washington, D.C. By the time you get this, this day's broadcast, it will have been last week that I was in Washington. We went to see the senators. We went to see the congresspeople because it says curses are going to come on those lands that don't bless Israel. We don't want this, the things that even our government has been doing, the roadmap and all that. We want the United States to know blessing. Now, the scattering scriptures, I'm going to read some of them to you. Leviticus 26:32, I will make the land desolate so that your enemies who settle in it shall be appalled over it. That's the New American Standard Bible. Here's the King James. I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. God's Word translation says your enemies will be shocked as they settle in it. Any of the enemies of Israel that came and settled the land during all those years they were dispersed, they could never make that land produce. Read Mark Twain's Innocents Abroad and see what a bramble wasteland it was. Now, here's the answer to what the enemies will see when they see that land in their desolation at the scattering of Israel. Isaiah 34:16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. That's the word of the Lord. None shall, prophetic word. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. There's going to be a great gathering of Israel, he prophesies. And he hath cast the lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line. That's the land. They shall possess it forever from generation to generation. They shall dwell therein. And going on down to chapter 35, verse 1, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall blossom as the rose. Yes, he even said the land will mourn for you, and it will not produce until you come back. But I'm going to bring you back. It's going to blossom as the rose. And then here is Isaiah 27, verse 6. In the days to come, Jacob, that's Israel, will take root. Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the whole world with fruit. Folks, from little Israel, from the Jews come home, this has already happened. Fruit is all over Europe. Flowers are all over Europe because the land was desolate when they were scattered. But when they come home, it's going to blossom. Folks, it's blossoming now. We are in the midst of this great, we must see God's prophetic word. Our nation must see it, and you must see it. You need to know about it. You need some books that we're offering. You need the book we've got called The Mountains of Israel, which shows you why we cannot, absolutely cannot support dividing what the world calls the West Bank and giving it to Israel's enemies. That little book normally sells for $10. We want you to have it. It'll be for $8. And then we've got the wonderful books of David Barron, who knows the scripture so well, knows the Hebrew, and he has written many books, but one of them that we want to offer you this week is his commentary on the book of Zechariah, and the other one is Israel in the Plan of God. Israel in the Plan of God usually sells for much more, but we're going to make it available to you for $15. Zechariah, we're making available to you. It normally sells for $27, and we're making it available for $20. The Mountains of Israel is for $8, or you can have all three of them for $40. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, and ask how to get your youth in youth camp. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom.